You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. And yes, coming to you on a Wednesday this week. If you haven't figured out already, this is not the Nick and Nolan show. You can save your hate mail. Do not send it my way. If you've got any complaints, you can reach those fine gentlemen on Twitter. Of course, you can reach Nick at N-I-C-K-B-A-T on Twitter, or Bruce Exclusive on Twitter. So those guys will be coming to you on Friday this week, as opposed to their regular Wednesday slot. Instead of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings coming to you on Friday, you guys get me today. So please save all your disappointment. I don't have any sound drops. I don't have any witty puns. Just talking Buffalo Bills here with you today, and looking to have a good conversation on a couple of different topics. Now, with all of this, you know, we kind of go through with it, and I've been thinking about it for a while, right? You think about off-season topics. Of course, we talk a lot about free agency. You caught last week's episode with Sean Murphy, where we talked about free agent running backs. Before that, I've talked about AJ Green, him as an option as a wide receiver, what that could mean for the Bills. But really this week, right, I'm going to take some time off from the free agency discussion. We've got plenty of time to get into that. But this is Super Bowl week. And it's interesting for me, right? On Sunday, you've got the matchup with the San Francisco 49ers against the Kansas City Chiefs. By all estimations, should be a great game. Two really good teams that played well during the regular season. You know, you've got a great defense in the 49ers, a high-powered offense in the Chiefs, all of these different pieces. And I really just find myself not caring about the Super Bowl this year. And it's interesting, right? It's not like the Bills have been in the Super Bowl for quite a long time. You look at this stuff, it's not that you've had that much of a rooting interest. I mean, sure, I found myself rooting against the Patriots in Super Bowls past, or maybe having a bit of a sentimental favorite in one of the matchups. But this year, it's almost like the Super Bowl is Sunday. Thinking to yourself, man, what are we even doing for the Super Bowl? What's going on here? And I find myself on kind of two different sides of the aisle here, right? Like, do you look at things and do you say to yourself, you know, am I just getting older that the Super Bowl isn't that important anymore? The commercials, the halftime performances, the national anthem, all of the pomp and circumstance that goes along with the game. You know, now at this point in my life, is it just, it's another football game. I'm probably going to stay up later than I need to on a Sunday. And what's that going to look like for the week ahead? Or in reality, is it? And I think what it probably is more of this case. I don't think I've really gotten over the Bills' loss to the Texans in the wild card round of the playoffs. Now hear me out with this a little bit. It's not that I'm sitting here saying to you that I think the Bills were going to be in the Super Bowl. That's not it. But in years past, you've really looked at things and, you know, there has never even been the chance of the Bills going to the Super Bowl. Even if you go back to 2017, and many others have said this, like, hey, that was more about ending the drought than it was seeing the Bills as Super Bowl contenders. And again, it's not so much that I would have looked at it and expected the Bills to get a win against the Kansas City Chiefs if they had knocked off the Houston Texans and held on to win that game. But is this what it feels like when your team is a bit of a contender as opposed to just being an also-ran in the NFL? And then you've got two other teams playing in the Super Bowl, and you're not really looking forward to it because you know that you're one of the better teams in the league. And as you go through with this, you think to yourself with the Bills, it is a little bit of just like, man, the season ended on a bit of a sour note, right? And not a sour note in that the team finished 7-9 or 6-10 or anything like that, but just that disappointing loss to the Texans. And I think many other Bills fans, you know, find themselves in that same type of situation, right? You're still playing a bit of the what ifs. And not to say, again, I'm going to repeat this. I did not expect the Bills to make it to the Super Bowl. That's not what this is about. But you think to yourself, if they did win the game against the Texans and then, you know, lost to the Chiefs, but who knows what would have happened in that game. At least you would have been like, hey, not only do we make the playoffs, we won a playoff game, all of these pieces. And you always run through it in your head, right? The, you know, the missed blocks on the Josh Allen sweep late in the game, the blindside crackback block call on Cody Ford, just all these different pieces, right, that took place. And I don't even need to get into it too much, right? And you guys know last week on the podcast, poor Sean Murphy couldn't even bring himself to talk about Carlos Hyde. It was too painful for him talking about the Texans game. Like, and you don't want to sound overly dramatic with this, but you know your team was a contender. You know they let one slip away, and the season did not end on any sort of a positive, right, that you can really look at and say, you know, there's nothing from this standpoint to move forward. I remember when we were doing the Believe podcast a year ago, and, you know, the Bills won a meaningless Week 17 game against the Miami Dolphins, Kyle Williams' last game. So, of course, there was so much positive energy around that, around him as a player. Josh Allen had made progress in that season, looked very good against the Dolphins in Week 17, that even though the team had finished 6-10, you finished your season on a high note. There was that sense of optimism and, hey, I'm going to look forward to free agency. I'm going to look forward to the draft, all of these pieces that many Bills fans do. And trust me, I still do, right? I can't wait for free agency to get started. I'm very curious to see what the Bills are going to do, what Brandon Bean, how he will be involved, which guys they end up re-signing, which players get contract extensions. And again, we'll talk about all this stuff. And I know you've seen the articles at BuffaloRumblings.com that we've had, the, you know, the different series that take place over the past couple of weeks. But yeah, with it, as it comes to the Super Bowl this year, I'm just not with it, man. And maybe it'll end up being a great game. And maybe as I'm watching it Sunday night, and of course I'll be watching it, but it has a different feel this year. And I think it comes to it again, as I said, because the Bills were a contender this year. And when you're an actual contender and you don't make it to the Super Bowl and your team gets knocked out and taking it one step further in the fashion that the Bills did, you know, you just think to yourself and say, okay, that's not the way you wanted this season to end. And of course, there's still optimism with this team. I've got plenty of optimism. I'll write about it more on the site in the coming weeks for the pieces that are in place. But this year's Super Bowl, the Chiefs and the 49ers, again, right now it feels like just another game. And to be quite honest, the rest of the playoffs after the Bills lost to the Texans felt that same way. Wasn't invested in the games, didn't really care who won or lost in any of the matchups. You just sort of looked at things and you just sort of shrugged. I shouldn't say I didn't care. I wanted the Chiefs to beat the Titans. You know, kind of looking at it, at least at the time, if you're saying for a Super Bowl matchup, you know, seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl was at least what I was thinking to myself would make sense. But even with this matchup, again, if you said, man, 49ers Chiefs, that's going to be a great game, it kind of whatever with it right now. So, you know, with that being said, I'm curious to get your take on the Super Bowl. You can hit me up on the comments section here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Do you feel the same way, right? Are you just kind of meh about the Super Bowl, or is it something that you still look forward to? Maybe you've got some great tradition with family and friends or whatever it is that you may do. And I think that's great. But again, as a Bills fan right now, I'm just sort of in this situation where it's just like, maybe my expectations have changed based on the success of the team this year. And I'd be curious to get your thought too. I will expand on this a little bit after the break. And it really ties in not so much to what I think, but what others around the league are saying about the Buffalo Bills. There was a great read from Jay Skursky at the Buffalo News. And I really liked some of the comments that some players, opponents of the Bills, what they had to say. So I want to highlight some of that because I think Jay did a really good job with it. And I think it talks about changing that perception of the Bills, not just as a team. You can say what you want about players voting at the Pro Bowl and what kind of city it is to visit. I think this is based a little bit more in reality. So hang tight real quick. I'll be right back and return with you. Breaking Buffalo Rumblings.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again. As I teased before the break, talking about an article that came from Jay Skursky at the Buffalo News, and I will link it in the article here at buffalorumblings.com because I think it's a really good one. Jay was down at the Pro Bowl in Orlando and talking to different players about the Buffalo Bills, right, and kind of what they would look like for 2020 as contenders. And really the headline of the article, Pro Bowlers agree, Bills should be AFC contender in 2020. And I like this article because I think we talk about perception of the Bills, different pieces, how free agents might look at this team. There was the article in The Athletic, and I know that, you know, we talked about it on the site. John and Jamie talked about it during the Believe podcast. If you haven't checked that out yet, be sure to give them a listen. But with that being said, right, that there was, Buffalo is an undesirable city to go play, to go visit, to all of this type of stuff. But, you know, when you talk about this team, it might not be the fit. The city might not be the fit for everyone. But there's certainly guys that it has been. I think the 2019 season, but more importantly, 2019 free agency showed a bit of that, right, where just the number of signees that the Bills had, revamping the offensive line, getting respected veteran players such as Cole Beasley and John Brown to join the team, that the perception of this Bills franchise has truly changed a bit here. And I appreciate Jay Skursky putting this together because I think in many ways there's some great quotes in it. And again, I'll include the link here, but I think as you go through with all of it, it's one of those pieces that it just, it shows that we talk about trusting the process a lot, right? When it comes to Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, respect the process, all of these things. Like, you know, there is not the quick fix that comes with this. So, you know, he's got some quotes in here and talking from different players, right? He talked to Mark Andrews, Mark Ingram, and Earl Thomas, really specifically three guys that chimed in about the Buffalo Bills, all from the Baltimore Ravens, about the great regular season that they had and, the tight matchup that they had against the Bills this season. But it was interesting, right? So here's one of the comments that came from Earl Thomas. They play really well together, he said of the Bills' defense. The front was strong. The secondary was strong. They're smart and they play well together. Swarm to the football, cause turnovers. Those are all traits of a great defense. Every year is different, but they've got the tools. Their defense is really, really good. They're going to give a lot of teams in the AFC a lot of problems for a long time. And one of the pieces, too, that I thought was interesting, Thomas adding, you know, different pieces on Josh Allen. And again, right, we talk a lot about Josh Allen on the podcast, on the site, on Twitter, everywhere, right? There's always conversation around Josh Allen. Can he be a franchise quarterback? Is he going to be the franchise quarterback for the Bills? And, you know, I think as you go along with things, now listen, you can look at this and say, sure, well, what are they not going to say nice things to a Buffalo reporter about the Bills quarterback? Are they going to trash him? Are they going to this? yeah, like I could get that part, right, where you're not just going to say something bad about a guy. But along the same lines, when you look at a comment like this, I think from this type of situation, you know, it's interesting, right? This next comment from Earl Thomas is what I'm trying to say. When you watch his tape, his athletic ability is kind of deceiving until you actually play him. Dude can run. You see in the playoff game where he broke for like 60 yards down here at Houston. When we played them, it was cold. He had some overthrows because of the conditions, but I could tell he was a great quarterback. He got their offense flowing late, and I was like, okay, this is what they could be. We made it difficult for him, but they're a solid team. Now, again, right, it's not gushing praise. I thought it was an accurate analysis when you talk about the weather and some of the overthrows and pieces there. But someone like Earl Thomas, one of the most respected defenders in the league, again, to go out of his way with some of his comments that he's made on the defense and on Josh Allen, I thought that was a pretty interesting piece. To add on to that, Steelers defensive end Cam Hayward was another that Jay talked to, and I do like what he has to say about the team as well. Here's his comments talking about Josh. He says, poised, good leader, whatever you need, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball, he's going to consistently grow. I love the way he came out there and managed the game. Having a solid quarterback like that, a stout defense, I like their front as a defense, you can do a lot of things with that. So, you know, again, it's one of those pieces. Like I said, I'll include the link here. Again, he's got comments from Laremy Tunsil, who's played against the Bills in his time with the Miami Dolphins, obviously going against them in the playoffs with the Houston Texans. Additional comments, Matthew Slater from the New England Patriots talking a bit. Even some nice things to say from Stephon Gilmore, which, you know, it was good to see the pictures of him and Tre'Davious White down at the Pro Bowl this year. I know some fans still hold a grudge against Gilmore, but for whatever reasons, it wasn't a fit. You wish him the best in New England. The Bills have got Tre'Davious White and doing good things with their defense. But, you know, you talk about these pieces, right? You talk about the expectations as fans, and then you talk about the perception that comes from your opponents. And I thought it was key and important to include the Jay Skursky article again, because kind of people were really in a bit of an uproar over that poll of Pro Bowlers that played or that were just taken from The Athletic earlier in the week. And really, you just look at that stuff and you kind of shake that off. And if guys say, listen, they don't want to visit Buffalo for their games, they don't want to visit Buffalo. It could be for a number of different reasons, and honestly, you don't care. The thing that should be most important is those 53 guys on the roster, that they want to be here. They know how great the fans are. They know how great the city is. And just they're playing for an organization that has really gotten it together over these last 3 years. And they're gaining the respect of their opponents across the league. Again, you look at these pieces, those comments from Cam Hayward and especially Earl Thomas really stood out to me because, again, as you look at these things, you just see like, okay, these are some of the guys that are the absolute best in the league, and they're showing the respect for the Buffalo Bills and everything that they've been doing. So I encourage you to check out the article. Again, I'll include the link in buffalorumblings.com, and make sure you give me your feedback on this as well. Do you look at these types of comments? Do you fall in the same boat that I do, that you look at it and say, hey, this is a real positive for this team, right? Guys that could be potential free agents, but just the Bills kind of, you know, getting that respect that we talk about. I mean, people always talk about the national media doesn't respect the Bills, the this, the that. Well, now you've got some of the best guys in the AFC coming out and sharing their comments about the franchise and really what they're doing and the progress that they're making both on offense and defense. So, you know, as I said to you guys before, I hope I didn't disappoint you too much that this was not the Nick and Nolan show this week. They will be with you on Friday. Make sure you tune in on Thursday for Mafia Mavens. And of course, then over the weekend, John Boccacino and Jamie D'Amico will be back with you with the Believe podcast. So always appreciate you guys tuning in. It's interesting, right? You now that we don't have the games, you look at some of the topics and things that we can talk about. There's always enough for us to chat with Buffalo Bills fans about. Really going to dig much deeper into free agency talk in the coming weeks, because that'll be here before we know it. Really, once you get past the Super Bowl, you've got the combine coming up, but that's when a lot of that free agency chatter is out there. But, you know, you start to look at some of these lists, there's a lot of talent out there, and the Buffalo Bills have a lot of money to spend. So whether it's going to be on, you know, re-signing guys, contract extensions for those currently on the roster, And I expect Brandon Bean to make, you know, a couple of moves, probably not any of those huge splashes, but something that'll work pretty well. So make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get all of our great podcasts at BuffaloRumblings.com. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Anthony Marino. This is Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. And as always, go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.